always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
I'm really thrilled today to have in the studio with me a good friend now, I would say. I've known her about a month now, but I feel like I've known her forever. She is Cecily Williams. She is a candidate for State Representative District 111. Cecily, I got to tell you, I saw you at a candidate forum last week, and you had a lot of people there with you with the T-shirts on, and you've got a lot of people with you today. Everywhere you go, you have an entourage. What's up with that?
Yeah, I have a lot of really great support. Thank you for inviting me to being on here. We have just an amazing support group. A lot of people that are here to help make sure that we push this through. It's mm-hmm. not just the support for me, but it's the support for our district also. Mm-hmm. You know, they're wanting and needing a change. And so it's easy to get behind someone that they can trust and that they can, you know who's going mm-hmm. to help push change in our district.
And I want to thank you for driving from Jefferson County to the studio today. I've been spending a lot of time out in Jefferson County lately, and I got to tell you, Jeffco is beautiful. It's a very beautiful county, and I appreciate you taking the drive and coming down to the studio to talk with us. What I ask all candidates is, first of all, I've been involved in politics about 25 years, and I know it's a crazy mixed up business, and I ask people, why are you want to get involved in this crazy business?
You know, that's a question I might get asked a lot. Why would you want to be involved? I don't like politics. You know, that's mm-hmm. what people will say. But how are you supposed to promote change if you're not involved? You know, there, whether it be at your school board level, your school district level, your businesses, local businesses, local community, volunteer organizations. If you want to be the change, you have to do the change, right? Mm-hmm. So that's one of the biggest things. You know, I decided to run. You know, I'm really big. I want to help develop safer communities, mm-hmm. Protect our conservative family values. That's one of my biggest things right now. I feel like our conservative family values are under attack. We've got people who have created their own personal agenda. We've got these woke ideas that right. are within our school districts that are affecting our family, you know, our family conservative values that are important to Missouri and America. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, so it's something I feel strongly about. Mm-hmm. I'm a small business owner, so, you know, protecting and promoting, you know, pro business and limited mm-hmm. government as well, which I think is a lot of the typical politics, feeling, the political feelings when it comes to mm-hmm. Republicans and our conservative mind likeness.
Right.
The protection of our personal liberties and God-given rights. I think those are important. You know, we need to, I think right now with the Second Amendment, you know, coming mm-hmm. down with the red right. flag laws, you know, that's something that's really important that we protect our Second Amendment mm-hmm. rights, you know, as the Constitution says they should not be infringed upon. And right. I feel like, you know, the fact that we have to constantly protect something that is just one of our, you know, our, it's within our Constitution. It's, you know, something that should never be infringed upon. And, you know, it seems like that's the one thing that we have a lot of the liberals that tend to, that's what they go towards, is attack on our Second Amendment rights.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. You mentioned liberal, and as I said, you were at a candidate forum that I attended last week. Now, usually when you go to a candidate forum, especially of the same party, most of the people, they pretty much have the same mm-hmm. views. There's not much change. But with your opponent, which really I noticed, you called out a contrast between mm-hmm. You and your opponent. Talk about sure. what that was.
Yeah, so, I mean, this week, right, I mean, I have gotten a lot of phone calls regarding that debate specifically mm-hmm. because I was able to call out my opponent on the situations that he has voted upon. Currently, he's the incumbent. He has taken some really poor votes that do not protect our children.
Like what are some?
So one of them was he voted in support of allowing boys and girls sports mm-hmm. in the state of Missouri on the high school level and the collegiate level. That is something that, you know, we need to protect.
Sure.
If you do your, you know, your work, you know that males and females cannot compete. We cannot compete when it comes to sports. Our bodies are different. It is an unfair advantage to allow, you know, opposite sex in a, you know, women's sports. So we're not protecting our girls at that point. We're not mm-hmm. protecting the women in college, you know, in their sports. Why have women's sports if we can't compete?
You know, one thing that you pointed out too, and a number of candidates pointed this out to the forum, that they wanted to go to Jeff City to actually get things done, not be involved with a bunch of rancor and name mm-hmm. calling and infighting everything. And I think you expressed similar sentiments when you were at the forum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like, you know, we use this term loosely, this rhino, you know, who's a rhino, who's not a rhino, who's this and that. But when you're voting against conservative family values, you truly aren't, they're not Republican right. values. Mm-hmm. And we have to stay true. We have a due diligence to our conservatives, the ones who elect us. We have a due diligence to them to protect those values that they expect us to protect. School choice is one of those, you know, school choice, it's one of those, it's a hit or miss with Republicans. Some support it, some right. don't support it. I support school choice. One of the reasons why I support school choice is I feel like if you don't like the necessarily the curriculum, if your child has an IEP, if they have a 504 program, mm-hmm. things like that, you can, if you're not liking the way the school district's handling certain situations or you feel like you're being ignored, you can choose another school for your child to go to that might have different opportunities. It goes deeper than that. We have an issue when it comes to bullying. Mm. Right now, it is, yeah. it's huge.
Everywhere, it seems like.
It is every, I mean, it's an adult workplaces, right? Mm. I mean, we've got people who just cannot, who you can't get away from it. Oftentimes you're left going to administration, your principals, and sometimes those situations are falling on deaf ears.
Right.
With school choice, you would be able to protect your child and move them to a different school that, you know, might have more people and they could find a different social group, right. have less people, and they could, you know, be able to relate better to those other students and, you know, essentially save your child's life. Because when you look at death amongst 10 to 19 year olds, yeah. the number one cause is accidents,
sure.
okay, unintended accidents. The second cause of death is homicide mm. or assault. But the third cause of death is suicide.
Yeah.
And it's even higher in seventh and eighth graders. If we were to just group those students out, you would see that it's an alarming rate.
Mm.
And I feel, you know, bullying happens within schools, and it's such a prevalent situation. And but being able as a parent to have that choice to send them to a different school would be important. So it goes further than curriculum. It goes further than, you know, opportunities not being there for your child because they play football or they play baseball, and, you know, maybe they're not getting scouted like you want them to. So you want to send them to Rockwood or, you know, one of these other schools where right. they might have a better opportunity. It goes deeper than that. It goes, you know, to where you could save your child, your grandchild, your neighbor's,
right.
you know, your neighbor's life. It doesn't, you know, it is something that's important to me. And voting against it, I think, is voting against conservative family values as well.
We've been speaking with Cecily Williams. She's a candidate for state rep district 111. Before we get out of here, who do you got? Who'd you bring with you?
So I have my campaign manager, right. Josh Williams.
All right, Josh, he's outside there taking pictures.
He is. And then my treasurer, Christina Williams.
All right, Christina.
And then their son, Hunter Williams, who's like a nephew to me. He does all of my social media stuff. So you see something on Facebook, it's usually him or his mom, Christina, who's doing it. Same last name, no relation.
Okay.
Just really great friends and people who love our district in Jefferson County that want to do what they can to protect.
Well, I love the color of those shirts, those pink Williams. Cecily Williams, Republican State Representative, State Rep District 111. Give folks the website if they want more information.
So citizensforcecilywilliams.com. You can look me up on Facebook, Cecily Williams for state representative, Missouri District 111. I'm always available for your personal questions.
And how many parades are you walking in the next couple of weeks?
A lot. We have a lot of things to get done.
Cecily Williams, citizensforcecilywilliams@gmail.com is her contact information. Her website is also Cecily Williams.
Yep, citizensforcecilywilliams.com.
Thank you so much for coming
in. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it.